We're continuing in the Likutei Halachos Arachaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas Aperos, Halacha Gimel, in middle of paragraph Beis. Ki nidche hadin v'aksilus shubchinas hezek shenimshach mipegam adas, kamashkos v'rabenes labamokam achara, because by giving tzedakah, or by paying back any damages that a person caused to somebody, he removes judgment, he removes foolishness, the damage, which is a concept of pegam adas, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, that all damages are caused through a pegam of das. If a person were watching what he were doing, he wouldn't cause damage. If a person were completely conscious of what he was doing, he wouldn't cause damage. V'nisale ha-nefesh al yidei tashlumei nezikin shu'ishal sa-nefesh adei momon shemashlum azei. And the person brings about an elevation to the nefesh by paying back for the damages, which is a concept of elevating the soul through money, shemeshalim, the money that he's paying back. Ki shoresh hanefesh hu b'momoin dekdusha kanal, because as we said before, the origin of the nefesh is in momoin. So when something's done wrong in momoin, it affects the nefesh. When something's corrected in momoin, it affects the nefesh. V'ze merum az gam kein b'maim ranal, ma shemu l'shamayim razal al posuk oich li'am achmi ich lu lechem. Rav Nosson Zal says now that this is also what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to over there on the Kutim Ran when he quotes this pasuk, and he quotes the Machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Omar Elu Adayonim. Rav says it refers to the judges, Hainu Riv Din, the Veritin, we said before. Shechting the Veritin properly, Veritin is the letters Resh Yud Vav and Din. Resh Yud Vav is Begematria Gvura, and Din is Din, and it's also Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the name of Din. She'ein malin esanef, she'einom malim esanefesh. That this is referring to those people who are not mala the nefesh. Remez l'shechatim, ayin shom. This is alluding to the shechatim who don't shecht properly. They're not makbid on everything. They're supposed to be makbid in shechita, the vridin and everything. Ayin shom, look over there in Likut Imran. Val pianal ze gamkin b'chinas dayonim kipshutoy. And this is also tied into judges on a simple level. Ki hadayonim kishehim hagunim v'donim mishpat tzedek benish l'reyehu. Because judges, when they judge properly between one Jew and another Jew, that no one should damage any other person financially, by them giving out a proper judgment, they're malin nefeshes, they elevate the nefesh. Ki hamomoin hu hanefesh kanal, because we said before, the money and the nefesh are tied together. And this is why the minimum based in for judging financial items is three judges. Because the minimum group is three, which is Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, the first group like that in the world, in a sense. The first set. Because when judges judge properly, they eliminate judgment from Klal Yisrael. And they elevate the soul, which is rooted in money. And we said before that this is also what brings about a revelation of the light of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. And this is why the minimum judges is three. Ki hadayonim ikar dineim hu rak al yidei avir d'Eretz Yisrael shehu machkim. Because a judge, where does he get his wisdom, his knowledge, to be able to judge properly from? Where does he get the chokhmah from? The Torah testifies, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. It's only the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael that gives off chokhmah seichel. So when a judge is about to issue a judgment, he wants to first connect himself to the Avira of Eretz Yisrael. Ki osur lodun kiim smuchim. Because we know that the basic law in the Gemara is that the only ones who are allowed to be judges, who are qualified to be judges, is ones who have smicha. Ve'ein smuchin ela b'Eretz Yisrael. And the only place where smicha was given in those days was in Eretz Yisrael. Va'anan shlichusa dekamoikov dinin kemavur b'choshim mishpat. So the question is, if so, how could you ever have judges in Chutz Laretz? The answer is, their authority is not their own. They are simply messengers of the judges in Eretz Yisrael. The authority of Jewish judges anywhere in the world must originate from Eretz Yisrael. That they have to be plugged into Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Nimtza she'ikar hamishpot shel hadayonim mekablim rak me'eretz Yisrael she'sham ikar smicha kanal." So therefore, the only place a person could really expect justice is from Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of smicha. Ki hadayonim malim gam ken es hanefesh, because when a judge issues a mishpat, he's also elevating a nefesh, v'doichen adin, and eliminating judgment. Umamshi judgment chasham from Hashem, because the Gemara always says that when there's justice below, then Hashem doesn't have to make justice, you know, from above. Umamshichin chesed kanal, and they draw kindness. Ki kishiyesh din lamato, ein din lamala. Because as the Gemara says, when justice is done properly down here, then it eliminates, then Hashem doesn't have to issue any judgments from above. V'nidche hadin, this removes judgment, v'nimsha chesed, and it draws kindness. V'chol ze nase rak al yidei avirat Eretz Yisrael. All of this established only through avirat, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, which is machkim, as we said, which is this ashrei maskil el dol, which is hamtoka sadinim, you know, it's all kinds of good things. And therefore, according to the basic halakha, valid judges are only judges who originate from Eretz Yisrael, meaning where their smicha, their being, their power is plugged into Eretz Yisrael, where they got smicha from someone who got smicha from someone who got smicha from someone who got smicha, which goes back to Eretz Yisrael. Paragraph Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas din kedimo bebrochus. Based on what we've discussed, now we could understand why it is that certain items come first regarding making a broch on them, why they're given preference. Ki ikar hisalus hanefesh wal yidei hakovoi shu shorash hakol. Because the main elevation of the soul comes from kovoid, respect, which is the foundation of everything, the root of everything. Shaydezeh hanefesh te'evo lihikolel b'sharosha, because that's what makes the soul yearn to connect with its origin. V'alkein tzrichin leida eze pri tzrichin lahaktim b'brocho she tzrichin lachalei kovoid loisa pri dahinu sheyesh bo nefesh gedoy labiyose. And therefore it's important for us to know which fruit should be given priority, that we make the bracha on it, we give it the respect to make the bracha on it, because it has a higher level soul in it. Al kein tzrichin lachabda b'yoser, and that's why we give it more respect. The al kein tzrichin lachdima, and therefore we place it first. We make the bracha, we give it the priority on making a bracha on it. Because respect is what makes the soul reveal itself from its hiddenness. As we mentioned earlier, as was mentioned in the chapter on Likut Imran, that a person should be careful to treat the children of Amei Horetz with respect, because from them can come forth Torah. They might become great Talmidei Chachamim. The respect is what draws them out, is what draws out their Torah, their greatness. And this is why we mentioned earlier that we're required to show respect for food. This is the concept of a table for kings. The concept of the king is the concept of respect. Because we know that one of the greatest forms of respect is food. The concept of Shulchan Malochim, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's forum. And as we see in actual life, that when a person wants to show respect for a friend, they show respect by giving them something to eat, inviting them for a meal, or giving them something to eat or drink. Because that's where the respect is. The respect is in food. That's where the kovod is. Because there are found many souls there whose source is kovod, respect. And the main ability to reveal, to bring these souls out into the open and to elevate them is through kovod. וזה בחינס ברוכס פרוטיוס שהם בחשיבוס יויסם מברוכס קלוליוס ויש להם דין קדימה. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says we have certain brochos which are more specific. For example, Boirei Pri Hoeitz, Boirei Pri Adomo, which are more specific than Shehakol Niyeh Bedvoroi. And the halacha tells us that the more specific brochos take preference over the more general brocha. Kegoim Boirei Pri Hoeitz, Boirei Pri Adomo, Koidmen Lebercha Shehakol. Machma Shezeh Brocha Protis, because it's a more specific brocha. Kemavur b'Shulchan Aruch, as is explained in the Shulchan Aruch. And now Rav Nosson Zal asks, V'lechoy reinoi muvan k'tzas. This seems to be a question. Ki yesh zvora lehepech. Logically, you might want to say the opposite. Ki brocha klolius hayoroi shetia chashuva b'yoyser, me'achar shemavorchan Hashem izbora, shebora hakoel, kemoy shemavorchan shehakoel niyeh bedvoroi. You would think, possibly, that the more general brocha should go first, because in the general bracha, you're blessing Hashem over everything. You're saying Hashem created everything. You would think that that's a greater respect for Hashem than saying Hashem created the fruit of the tree, which is a more limited item. And most certainly, we're praising Hashem greater by saying Hashem created everything. Avol bebrocha proti yisein maskiron shelach Hashem yisborach kol kach. Whereas on a more specific brocha, we're not praising Hashem that much, quantity-wise. We're limiting Hashem more. Ki ein maskiron rak shebora bor pri ha'etzah, pri adono ki ha'etzah. We're only saying that Hashem created the fruit of the tree, or the fruit of the ground. However, based on what we said earlier, you could understand why the more specific bracha is more important and better. Because since we're making a specific bracha, a limiting bracha on this fruit, nimtzo sheyesh lo chelek bekovoid b'yoser. That implies that it's a more respected item, it's a more respectable item, that it requires its own personal bracha. Ki mazkirin shevach Hashem yisborach al prizu bilvad. We're mentioning a praise for Hashem over this, but over a fruit, you know, which is a limited item. Nimtzo sheprizu mechubedes kol kach at shemiyachadin habrocha oleho levad. That implies that a fruit is so significant an item that it's given its own bracha, because it's a higher level of respect. It itself is a more respectable item. It deserves its own bracha. V'al kein yesh lo chelek b'kovoy b'yoser, which implies that it is a more respectable item. The reason being because the souls that are found in fruit, this type of souls that are reincarnated into fruits, are higher level souls than into other items. Therefore, we have to treat them with more respect and to give them the priority. Because the main thing that elevates the soul is kovod, respect, which is the source, the root of everything. And as we mentioned earlier, the ones that are given the most respect as far as being first are the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. And whichever fruit was mentioned first in the Pasuk, earlier in the Pasuk that speaks about the fruit which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, that fruit comes first also as far as making a bracha on. As the Gemara says, Ki ikra brocho hi bebechinas Eretz Yisrael, because the main blessing is Eretz Yisrael. Bebechinas avir od Eretz Yisrael, the holy air of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydeze malin hanefesh vasechal vazikorin, which gives a person the ability to elevate the soul and to elevate the sechel, the knowledge, the wisdom, and to elevate their memory. Shu bechinas Torah, bechinas das kanal, which is tied into Torah and das. And this is why the Gemara says, "Kol ha'posuk l'shiur nemar," that the entire posuk, Eretz Chito Seoiro Gefen Te'eno Rimoin Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvosh, the pasuk that lists the fruits for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, the Gemara tells us that all the items listed in that pasuk are used also for measuring, specific measurements in Yiddishkeit. Hainu hach. Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into what we're talking about. Kizehu mailas v'chashivu shel zayin haminin shenishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael shehaperois hem chashuvois kol kach sheyesh ben nefoshois gevoyois moid shezeo ikar chashivus haperos kanal. We said earlier that the importance of those seven special species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for is the fact that those fruits are important in the fact that they have very high level souls in them. V'hanefesh hua toiro kanal. And the soul is the Torah. The souls and the Torah go together. The 600,000 letters in the Torah correspond to the 600,000 Jewish souls. So when we talk about elevating souls, we're talking about elevating the Torah. The Alkein HaPeirois Shel Eretz Yisrael Shem Zayin Aminin Mesharin Boem Kol HaShirin Shel HaToyra Sheze Moiroi Sheyesh Bem Nefoshois Gevoyois Harbei Shem Bechinas Toyra. And this is why the fruit for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, those are the ones that are used for measuring, for deciding measurements of the Torah. Because we said those fruit have high-level souls in them, therefore they have a greater connection to the Torah. V'alkein misharin boem shiurin shel Torah ki hanefesh hu haTorah kanal, because we said these two go together, the souls and the Torah go together. So if we're talking about a high-level soul, we're talking about a high-level connection to the Torah. And that's what makes these fruit more important. Eretz Yisrael is praised for them. And they come before other fruit, as far as making a bracha on them. Because of the fact that there is more Torah in these fruit than there is in other fruit. Again, they play a very important role in the Torah. They are the measuring tools for certain mitzvahs in the Torah. Therefore, they come first. Because we have to give them a greater degree of respect. Because they have higher level nefoshos, higher level Torah. That's paragraph Gimel. Just to summarize a little bit what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, we said before that fruit have souls in them. And not only they have souls, but the souls that are reincarnated in fruit are generally higher level souls than in other items. And therefore we said that's why fruit is given its own personal bracha. More so than eggs or meat, those things which would make the general bracha of Shehakol Nehyeh B'Dvoroi. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts talking about getting specific, and he said that because of the fact that fruit is a more specific, in other words, why does fruit deserve to have a more specific bracha? Because it's higher level nefoshos. It's like Lahavdol. You have a regular bus on which the regular citizens go on, and those buses can seat 50 people, and then you have the VIP bus, which can only seat 10 people, like a van for all the VIPs, the very important people. And they are select. They're a smaller grouping, and even though they're less people, they get a whole bus for themselves. Here also, you're talking about fruit, which is a smaller category than shakoil, and yet it gets its own personal bracha, number one. And it's based on the souls. Now we said also that there's a difference in terms of kovod between Eretz Yisrael and non-Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place where the nefoshos are on a higher level, and the kovod of Hashem is on a higher level, and the ability to elevate souls is greater in Eretz Yisrael than outside of Eretz Yisrael. That was why the fruit of Eretz Yisrael get a priority, get a preference before fruit of Chutz Loretz. And especially when we talk about the fruits for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, those seven special species which they are, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from them in a sense, they're also, that means that they have higher level souls in them than smaller, than other items. And therefore, because of the higher level souls, they're given priority. They're given first choice in terms of the bracha. Now, Rav Nosson Zal brought in an additional item. The fact that the Gemara says that these seven items, which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, play an additional role in Yiddishkeit. Their role is that when it comes to measuring how much you're allowed to eat, let's say, how much of a non-kosher item you can eat without violating the law, without getting malchus, that kind of thing. We go by a kezias or a different shurim that I mentioned that are based on that pasuk. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we had learned earlier that the souls are tied into the Torah. There's a direct connection between nefesh and Torah. Therefore, the more you're talking about a higher level soul, the more you're talking about a more obvious role in the Torah. Therefore, when we're talking about these seven species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, which are among the highest level souls, when we talk about their connection to the Torah, we see that they play a very, very important role in the Torah. That they're the ones that are used to determine measurements. Paragraph Dalet. V'ze b'chinas kol shirin shel Torah b'kezayis. V'chol shir achilu hu b'kezayis. V'chein linin berchas amozno baruch achroina hashir hu b'kezayis. Now Rav Nosson Zal zeroes in on one of the seven, the Aleph specifically. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is why you find that many measurements in the Torah are based on the size of an Aleph. And when it comes to eating generally, the shear is the size of an olive. That's considered having eaten. Less than that doesn't count. V'chein l'inyin birchas hamozon, and so too as far as being obligated to say birchas hamozon. U'broch achroino, being obligated to make a bar nefesh, sor lamichya. Hashir hu b'kezayis. The minimum amount is the size of an olive. Ki zeis shemen hu moira hal b'chino hanal. Because the olive and the oil inside of it represents what we're talking about over here. Bechinas guf vonefesh. It represents the body and the soul. Shehin bechinas shikha vizikorin kanal, which we said correspond to forgetting and remembering. The body represents shikha, the concept of forgetting, and the soul, the neshama, represents memory, zikorin. Ki iso, because it's brought, shezesim heimevim l'shikha. The Gemara says that olives, eating olives, causes a person to forget. V'shemen ayoytzim yazesim hu lehepech. Whereas olive oil has the exact opposite effect. Ki shemen hu mezugo lezikorin kemuva. Olive oil improves a person's memory. That's why people have a custom, people that enjoy eating olives, that they spill a little bit of olive oil over the olives to neutralize the negative effect of the olive. Nimtza, shezayis v'shemen amalubesh b'secha heimechina shikha v'zikaron shebechina zguf v'nefesh v'chulun. So therefore, the olive and the oil inside of it corresponds to the forgetting and the remembering, corresponds to the body and the soul that's inside of it. V'hanefesh b'chinas zikoroin hu b'chinas toiro b'chinas das. And the soul, which represents remembering, corresponds to Torah, corresponds to das. V'alkein kol ashirin shel Torah b'kezayis. And it's for this reason that all the measurements in the Torah are based on the Aleph. Ki ha-Torah shu b'chinas nefesh b'chinas zikoroin hu b'chinas zeis shemin. Because the Torah, which corresponds to the soul, corresponds to memory, is very much connected to the olive and the olive oil. Kemoi hashemen hamalumosh bazai, shu b'chinas zikor hamalumosh bashikha, b'chinas nefesh hamislabesh baguf, just as the oil that's encased in the olive, corresponding to the ability to remember, which is encased in the forgetting, corresponding to the soul, which is encased in the body, ukemoy sheyef shelagaloi seloitzi hashemen amoyer meazayis kim al yidei ketisha shekoitchen vekoitzen azeisem loitzim em hashemen. And just as it's impossible to get all the oil out of the olive without beating it, without punching it, stepping on it, pressing it, squeezing it, kemoy kein mamish yef shelagaloi satoyra vanefesh vazikoroim. so too it's impossible to bring forth the light of the soul, the power to the ability to remember the Torah without beating up and pressing and squeezing the body. By the body getting punched around and beaten up, by that we nullify, we break the foolishness of the body, and we subdue and eliminate the forgetfulness, and we bring forth that inner light, the light of the soul, the light of the ability to remember, the light of the Torah, as the Gemara says, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes ela b'mi shemei misatzmo yoleho, that the Torah will not last, will not have an everlasting connection with a person unless the person is prepared to kill himself for it. Meaning, ki tzorich loho misatzmo yala Torah, a person has to be prepared to kill himself for Torah, lechateis ulshaber haguf, to crush and break the body. Meaning, to not to treat the body luxuriously, but rather to make the body, to give the body the minimum that it needs, to train the body to get along in on his little food, as little sleep, as little luxury. And if a person does that, then he's able to bring forth the light of the soul that's inside of him, the light of the Torah, the ability to remember. And this is the concept of pure olive oil, which has been beaten, you know, from olives that have been beaten, lamor, to give forth light. Bechinas mashekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh, as is written in Zoyer HaKadosh, o'o, d'loy salik beinura, mevachnle. When you have a piece of wood, a log, that's not catching fire, what do? You beat it. You bang it around, and that helps it catch fire more easily. Gufo d'loy salik beinuhayra d'nishmosa, so too, a body that's not willing to catch fire of the neshama, that's not willing to take on, you know, to bring forth the light of the neshama, also, what do you do to the body? Got to beat it up. Nimso shezayis v'shemen hu b'chinas gufo nefesh. So therefore, the olive and the oil inside of it corresponds to the body and the soul. V'alkein kol shiurin shel Torah b'kezayis. And this is why all measurings of the Torah are done by the olive. Ki kol mitzvah ha-Torah daiko al yidei guf v'nefesh. Because all the mitzvahs of the Torah, in order to perform them, you must have a body and a soul. Dahinu k'shanefesh melubash b'guf o zikr kim ha-Torah. It's only when the soul is inside of a body, then it has the ability to perform mitzvahs. Ki ikar hizgalos ha-Torah v'nefesh mitoch ha-guf daiko. Because the main ability to reveal the light of the Torah and the light of the soul comes from a body. The person must have a body in order to be able to do it. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yisroin ho'or min ha-choshech, that the way that you're really able to see and appreciate the beauty of light is when you have darkness to compare it against. When the light comes forth from the darkness, that's when it's really appreciated. That's this concept of the soul coming forth, shining forth from the body. That's the concept of the olive oil coming forth from the olive. Paragraph A. V'alkein shir achila b'kezayis. And this is why the minimum amount for a person to eat of something that it should be classified as eating is the size of an olive. V'oz tzrichem avorich broch achroina. And it's only if a person ate at least that amount does he require a bracha after eating. Ki ikrohu achilo hu bishvil hanefesh. Because the main reason why a Jew eats is to benefit his soul. Bechinas tzadik oichel osev hanafshoi. A tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. Kidei sheyoyer hanefesh biyoyser. Aydei shenichlal boi hanefoshe shebetoichu achilo shoichel bigdusha betar babracha bekonakoroi. So that his own soul, the soul of the person eating, will shine more brightly through its making contact with, properly, with the souls inside the food, by the person making a bracha and eating b'kedusha b'tahara, eating with purity and with holiness, by those souls inside the food connecting with his soul, the soul of the one that's eating it, his soul becomes elevated and it shines more brightly. V'al kein shir ho'achilo b'kizayis, and it's for this reason that the minimum size to be considered eating is a kizayis shehu b'bechinas ha'toira, b'bechinas guf v'nefesh, shikcha v'zikaron kanal. Because we said in the previous paragraph that the olive is the symbol of the Torah, bringing forth that light, the olive oil that gives forth that light. Shezehu ikar ho'achilo l'haloyis l'ho'er ha'nefesh mitoich ha'guf, because that's the main, the essence of eating, to elevate and bring forth the light of the soul from within the body. L'haloyis ha'nefesh v'atoyra v'zikoroin mitoich ha'shikcha v'guf, etc., etc. To bring forth the good, you know, from the lesser good. V'zeh shehizhira ha'toyra al ha'zikoroin b'shas achila b'yoser. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. I'll show you an interesting proof in a pasuk to what I'm saying. This is why the Torah warns us about remembering Hashem and remembering the things we're supposed to remember, specifically when it comes to eating. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, pen toichal v'savoto, because I'm concerned, Hashem says, the time will come when you'll eat and you'll become full. Varam levavcha, and your heart will become arrogant. V'shochachto es Hashem alekech, and you'll forget Hashem. And I'm warning you, don't make that mistake. V'zocharto es Hashem alekech. Make sure that you remember Hashem. Ki hu hanoisim lecha koyach, because Hashem is the one who gives you all your strength. Ki b'shas achilot tzrichin li zoher b'yoyser v'yoyser shelo yufkam hazikoron shibchines netesh, shibchines Torah kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, specifically when a person's eating, a person has to be very careful not to be poigim in his soul, not to be poigim in his Torah, not to be poigim in his zikora, in his zikora nigdusha, his ability to think about the right things, to remember the right things. Dahainu shelo yiyeh koruch achar haguf hamesaveh, meaning that when he's sitting down and eating, his body shouldn't be in charge. It shouldn't be his body and what it likes. I see this, I like it, I want it, I eat it, I eat more and more and more, that kind of thing. That shouldn't be what's driving his eating. So that from his eating, it shouldn't be his body that's getting strength. Rak adarabba, lachnia ulavatil haguf b'shasu achila. But rather, to subdue his body when he's eating, to put a leash on his body, to control it. Dahainu l'shaber taiva saguf ha'mesaveh le'echol, to destroy, to break the base physical desire of the body that wants to eat. Rak le'echol b'kdusha b'tahara, but and to see to it that his eating should be with holiness, with purity. Bebechinas tzadik oichal esoiv anavshoi, as the pasuk says, that tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. Bo'ifin shalideo achilo yisala hanefesh vazikorn v'atoira b'yosekanal, so that through my eating, my soul, my Torah, my zikor, my ability to remember Hashem should all be strengthened and elevated. By my elevating the souls that are found in the food. And this is why the pasuk there says, when it talks about eating, you'll sit down to eat and you'll become full and you're going to forget Hashem. Don't you dare. On the contrary, remember Hashem. Remember Hashem during eating? That's the place where I should remember Hashem? Most definitely. Because when a person eats properly, meaning that while he's eating, the neshama is on top and the body is below, there's a rider and a horse. The rider is the neshama, the horse is the body. And even though I'm sitting down to food, which most people would say is a physical thing, chas v'shalom, I'm not sitting down to this with physical food. I'm sitting down focusing on my neshama. Tzadik oichal esoiv anafshoi. I'm focusing on what's going to benefit my soul. What's going to benefit my Torah and mitzvahs. What's going to help me remember Hashem more. And if a person has that attitude when he's eating, then his achila, what happens is the souls that are found in the food that he's eating connect with his soul, they get elevated, his soul gets elevated, his ability to think of Hashem and to serve it all gets improved as a result of his eating. which is the opposite of taiva sachila. Taiva sachila is where the neshama is on bottom and the body is on top. And the body says, I'll decide how much we're going to eat. What are you kidding? It's food. It's free food. It's free, or it tastes great, or it looks great. Why shouldn't I eat? Oh, some more, that kind of thing. Even though the neshama is screaming, stop, you're smothering, you're drowning me. In order for me to glow, in order for me to shine, I need less. Less is more. Even a candle. You pour too much oil in, you extinguish the fire. Here also, it's that control that a person is exercising while eating, all aspects of control, where the body is the last guy on the totem pole to be asked what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. It's the neshama, the nefesh, that's making all of those decisions. Through that kind of achila, a person is zocheh that his nefesh is elevated. And that's why the basic shear of achila in the Torah is kezayis, because in an olive, you have these two, just like within a human being. You have the olive, which is bechinas shikha, and you have the olive oil, which is the concept of zikoron, the ability to remember. And again, the most important part of the olive is obviously the oil, its oil, which is the nefesh. Paragraph of V'alkein brocha achroina tzricha shir v'shura b'kezayis avu brocha rishona ein lo shir. Now Rav Nosson Zalman is going to explain an interesting halacha. Why is it that when it comes to eating something, the brocha before eating is not bound by any size? The tiniest crumb you're obligated to make a brocha on. Whereas after you've eaten, in order to be required to make a brocha achroina, you have to have eaten a certain minimum amount, a kezayis usually, let's say. Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'alkein brocha achroina tzricha shir v'shiura b'kezayis, avu brocha rishona ein lo shir, ki zikoroin v'shikho ein shayach kim kishekvar yesh eze das. Because the concept of remembering versus forgetting only applies when a person has what to remember. If a person has already acquired a certain amount of das, a certain amount of sechel, and they have that in their brain, now there's a choice. The next move I make is either going to strengthen my ability to remember what I know, or it's going to strengthen my ability to forget that which I know. Once a person has acquired some das, then we say there's an importance to zikoroin, to having the ability to remember that which you have. V'zehu ikar shleimus hadas, and that's the main shleimus of das. Ki ikar shleimus hadas hu mitoich haguf kanal, because the main shleimus of das is when it's operating inside a body. Bebechinas ki yisroin ha'or min ha'choshech kanal, as we mentioned earlier, that the beauty of light is when it's reflected from a dark background. When light comes forth from darkness, that's when the light really, when you can appreciate the light. A candle by day, you don't really appreciate its light. When it's dark, really dark, and you light a candle, then you appreciate the light of that candle. Ki adas b'sharoshoi hu b'bechinas ein lo yishir. Because das, in its origin, is something infinite, unlimited. Ki adas shehu ha-toiro hu achdusa yisporo shu b'chinas ein soif. Because das, which is the Torah, is Hashem, it's infinite. Raksha shem yisporach berachmov tzimtzeim esoyer ha-toiro bo'is yoyis v'shiurim. However, Hashem, through His infinite kindness, was willing to take that infinite, His infinite light, and confine it, constrict it, into letters, into words, into a way that we can connect to it. So that we should be able to understand Torah while we're in a physical form. In a physical form, we can't handle something that's infinite, that has no boundaries to it. We can only handle finite. And it's only once this das has been put into vessels, into letters and words and pages, then it becomes applicable, the concept of acquiring that knowledge, learning those pages, And then there becomes a question of the ability to remember those pages or forgetting them completely. Ki ikar achizas hasitrachra bebechinas tzimtzum v'shir bebechinas guf. Because we know, it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the sitrachra only is able to connect when there's a limiting factor, when there's a tzimtzum. Something that's infinite, the Sitra Achra can't connect to. When there's tzimtzum, when something is finite, when there's boundaries, then the Sitra Achra can connect to it. Avol be'emes ze ikur shleimu sadas kishim asigin adashu anefesh p'na zikoro mito echa guf ha-shikha. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, so you would say then tzimtzum is not such a good thing. Wrong. It is a good thing. Because the main shleimu sadas is when a person is zeche to acquire das from within a body, when he's dealing with a body, with these limiting factors. Shebishvil ze bor Hashem yisborach es ha'olam. This is why Hashem created the physical world. Kedei sheneida v'nasagos yisborach mitoy chaguf. So that man should be able to connect to Hashem and get to understand Hashem while he is in a body, while he's functioning that way. Sheze ikar kavoido yisborach. That's the greatest respect for Hashem. Greater than the respect that the angels give Hashem. Angels don't have a body. They give Hashem respect. It's nowhere near as big a deal as a human being who's operating from within a body, a physical body in a physical world. And all of those limitations, and within those limitations, he still connects with Hashem. That's much, much greater. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'yoviso sehilo megushe ofor mikrutze chomer. Kiyodua, as is known. The Pasuk says that Hashem enjoys and desires the praise that's given to him from those who come from physical matter. Nimtzo she'ikar shleimus hadas hu kishebo hadas leklal shikho dahinu kishnes samsem hadas ubo bechines shir umido shemizeh nesav neshal shebechines haguf umizeh achizus hashikho. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, the main shleimus of das is when the das is at a point where it's possible for it to be forgotten, which means when the das has become constricted, it's on pages, it's not infinite, it's limited, it's in words and letters and sentences and pages, it's in that format, and now it can either be remembered, it can either be acquired permanently, or it can be acquired and forgotten immediately afterwards. And it's as a result of it coming into that tzimtzum, that's why shikha applies. And when a person is zocheh to destroy the shikha, to eliminate the forgetfulness, and to elevate his ability to remember, he's machnia the shikha, he breaks the body and he elevates the nefesh and zikoroin, ze ikur shleimus hadas. That's considered the main victory of das. Bechinas ki yisroin ha'or min ha'choshech. When we can really appreciate light is from darkness. Ki ikra hazikoroin hu b'mokim shiyeh shir umida. Bechinas guf. Because the main concept of remembering is only when there is a set amount, a finite amount. Bechinas guf. Ki b'mokim she'ein shir, ein shayach zikoroin. Because when something has no limits, there's no concept of remembering. As is brought in the Kutimran in chapter Kufyu, chapter 110, that a person has to see to it that the Torah, when it's in his mouth, which means it's within a tzimtzum, lo yomosh, it shouldn't become mamoshi, it shouldn't become total gashmi. This pasuk from Koheles, Ki Yisroin Ho'er Min HaChoshech, is something that's quoted very often in Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, that the simple translation, that to appreciate light, you have to have darkness. And Rav Nosson Zal quotes it in the paragraph we're talking about here, showing the difference, let's say, between a human being and a malach. Why it is that Hashem gets more nachas from a human being than a malach. A malach is all light. A human being is light within darkness. A human being has body and neshama. The neshama is a concept of light, ner lekim nishmas sodom. The body compared to the neshama is a concept of darkness. And it's a type of light that comes forth from darkness that's considered a better light, a more shlemus light than just plain light on its own, that kind of thing. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal is saying over here that this concept of the nefesh operating inside of the guf, the zikoron operating inside of shikha, that's the ikar shleimus hadas on one hand, and that's also what makes it possible for there to be a sitrachra. When there's only light, there's no, by a malach doesn't have a sahara. A human being, because he has both, because there's darkness and light, that's the whole battle of the person, because there is a potential sitrachra, if the person fights to see to it not to let the sitrachra be in control, not to let the darkness overpower the light, not to let the guf overpower the neshama, not to let the shikha overpower the zikoroim, then what comes forth from that is called a shleimus hadas. That's the real shleimus hadas. That's this kiyisroin hoer min achoshech. That the pasuk says that there's a yisroin, there's a superior light when it's coming from the darkness. V'ze b'chinas brocha rishayna u'brocha achrayna. U'brocha rishayna ein lo shir, u'brocha achrayna yesh lo shir. Now to go back to our question of before, about the first bracha, which doesn't require any minimum size, whereas the bracha after reading does require. Ki mitchila koidem shoychel, oz adayin lo nizgala hanefesh u'adas klal. Because when a person is about to eat, he hasn't eaten yet, the nefesh isn't sparkling. It isn't active. It's in an inactive state, in a sense. Ve'oz tzrichin levorich brocha rishayna kedei legalos hadas shu hanefesh kanal. Therefore, we have to turn on the nefesh in order to reveal the das by making that brocha rishayna. V'zeh ein lo shir. That doesn't. There's no minimum amount. Ki tchilas hizgalos hadas ein lo shir. Because to start off the revelation of das, there's no minimum amount. There's anything starts it off. Avol brocha achrayno, whereas the brocha achrayno he bishvil lishmoer es hadas v'hanefesh shekibel v'heir al yidei hu achila shelo yovo yidei shikha rakir b'bchinas zikoroin sheze bi'atzmoi b'bchinas hanefesh kanal. Whereas the bracha that you're making after reading, what's that bracha for? That bracha is to be able to hold on to and to save the das that you acquired during your eating. Because if you ate properly, with the proper machshavon, with the proper, you know, all the proper derech eretz, every piece of food you ate, you were eating nefoshos. And those nefoshos were connecting with your nefesh. They got elevated, and your nefesh got elevated, which means your das got elevated. Gam b'loy das nefesh loy toiv. The nefesh is the das. So if you were eating properly, your das became increased. Now you're coming to make a brocha achroino. What's the purpose of the brocha achroino? To lock it up. To lock up that das that you acquired, to see to it that you shouldn't forget it, because once a person acquires das, it isn't enough. You have it, there's right away one of two things can come into play, shikha or zikaron. The body is shikha, the nefesh is zikaron. Now that you've acquired this new das as a result of your achila b'kedusha, now the question is, which one's going to make the next move, the nefesh or the guf? V'al kein brocha achroina tzricha shiur. This is why the brocha achroina does require having eaten a certain minimum amount. Ki kolzman shein loy shir loy bo adayin labchines shikha v'zikoroim. Because if there is no amount, no minimum amount, then the concept of forgetting and remembering doesn't apply. Ki zikoroin ein shayach kim kishyesh eze das shekibloi b'shir u'bemida she'oz tzrichan azeichroin. When a person receives das, a measured amount of das, when a person receives das in a package, then it's shayach to say, I want to remember that item. I don't want to forget that item. Let's say a person walks into and this is a very, he's telling us an incredible, important item about a shir in Divrei Torah, you know, about learning in general. If a person walks into a room and somebody's splattering information at him, there's no concept of remembering. Remember what? Somebody just threw a whole, you know, splatter, you know, a whole splash of light, which there's nothing I can do with it. If the information, if the knowledge was given with a proper tzimtzum, where the person received an A and a B and a C, and A, B, C go together to make something, to give a person an awareness, then on that it's shayach to say, I want to remember that. I don't want to forget that because it's constructive. I can do something with it if I remember it. And if I forget it, I'm suffering a major loss. I lost this item, which I could have used in a positive, constructive way. That's only shayach when there's shir and tzimtzum. In something which does not have tzimtzumim, the Rav Nosson Zal saying the concept of zikoron and shikha doesn't even apply there. It's nothing, because it's not really of constructive use to the person. V'zeh ikar shleimus hadas, and that's the ikar shleimus hadas. He calls man shein hadas bebechinas shiur, because when the das is not in a measured way, when it's not with a tzimtzum, bebechinas shikcha v'zikoroin, meaning that it's entered into this category where forgetting and remembering apply to it, Ein loy shleimus kanal. The das is not shleimus. It's not real das. Rakishanim shechadas at sheboli de shiru mida. It's only when the das was given over in a way where it is constricted. It is a measured amount. Person knows they've covered so much ground. They've learned so much. This piece I've acquired. Vo'oz shayach shikcha v'zikorim. And now there becomes a possibility of forgetting this package or remembering this package. And then there becomes a free choice on the part of the person, where the person is being told that he's got to really try his best to remember, not to allow shikha to be mizgaber. And this is the concept of why the halacha is that in order to make a brocha achroina, there you have to have eaten a specific amount, a shir. There has to have been a tzimtzum. Where the purpose of the brocha achroina is b'shvil lishmor es hazikorein, to remember lizkor mala sanefesh shehela ve'achila, to be able to remember the elevation of the nefesh which it experienced through the eating. And therefore the specific amount is the size of an olive, because as we said earlier, the olive symbolizes the ability to remember from within a potential to forget, because you have the oil, the olive oil, inside of the olive. Olive oil helps you remember, olives make you forget. That's why that shir kezayis is given, to show you that now that you've received a measured amount, a shir of das, now you have the potential to remember or to forget. And your mission by making a bracha, which means bracha is emphasizing the ruchnius, the neshama, the nefesh. By doing that, you're locking in, you're highlighting the nefesh, you're highlighting the ability to remember. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, he once gave a shir, and I remember it was a deep shir, and I remember I didn't understand it all completely, and I remember I tried writing it down, didn't get the whole thing, but I remember the beginning of it, he started talking about the food pipe and the wind pipe. The food pipe is called the veshet, the wind pipe is called the kone. And he mentioned that these two pipes correspond to Yaakov and Esav, because the pasuk says Hakoil Koil Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is represented by speaking sound, which comes from the windpipe, the trachea. Esav is the union of Halitenina, feed, shovel it into my mouth. And he mentioned that the veshet, the word veshet is written Vov Shin Tes. The veshet is the food pipe. And if the soton gets involved, if the forces of tuma get involved, we're always told ragleho yordos moves, that the Yetzirah always pulls on the bottom of the feet. When the Yetzirah starts pulling on the veshet, on the vav of veshet, and pulls it down, it becomes a langa nun. It becomes soton. That vav becomes a nun, just like you have the hay of yudke vavke gets pulled down and becomes a kuf. Koif, the sifrach is called a koif, an ape. It apes the kedusha. So here also, so that's this concept of the veshet, which is Esav, and versus the kone, Zokain is called Zekona Chochma. Knei Chochma, Knei Bina. The Kona is always associated with Yaakov, the concept of Chochma and Bina, the concept of Sechel. So a person needs to know that when he's sitting down to eat, these two are coming into play. These two, and there's the Lahavdol Begashmias, we're told, there's the epiglottis, there's a whole system. Hakav Yochel Hashem has computerized the body that if the opening to the windpipe is open at the time a person's eating, he'll die. He can kill it. He can die in the process. If food goes down the lungs, you know, goes down the windpipe. So there's this whole battle taking place every time a person sits down to eat. And Rav Nosson Zal showed us here how the bracha that a person makes before he starts eating, the purpose of that bracha is, it's like the lighter fluid, to start a fire, to start off the nefesh. You know, the fact that you're saying a bracha, you're emphasizing the ruchnius, the koil, the dibor, the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, you're starting off the light of the nefesh. Now, the person's eating, and while he's eating, there's this tremendous milchama going on between the body and the nefesh. Who's in charge? Who's going to decide how he eats and how much he eats and everything about his eating? And that's going on during the time that he's eating. And if he was zeicher to make the proper brachas on food and to have the right kavana when he's eating and to limit, you know, to do everything he's supposed to be magbir, the nefesh, then his eating was a tremendous increase of his das. He connected his nefesh, connected with the nefoshes in the food that he's eating, and those nefoshes got elevated, and his nefesh got elevated. And he received a certain unit of das. Because again, the das came to him within, while he's not a malach, he's a human being. There's nefesh inside of the guf. So there's a tzimtzum. And to the degree that he's mitzamtzem his achila, to that degree he's receiving a measured amount of das and sechel during the eating. Now, once he finishes eating, lahavdol to him, his meal was a shir. He heard a lecture and received it with tzimtzumim. Once there were those tzimtzumim, now he's at a crossroads. Now he can either forget. Now he's acquired some knowledge. Now he has a choice either to retain that knowledge or to forget it. That's going to be decided by his bracha achrayna. The bracha achrayna is going to decide if he makes a bracha achrayna, then he shows he believes that there's what to lock in, that there's something spiritual he acquired during this meal. And the bracha achrayna is going to lock it in, is going to help him to remember that which he learned during the meal. And if not, chas v'shalom, then the opposite. And if there was any good acquired, it goes lost, it's forgotten. And that's why bracha achrayna requires shir, because it's only the kind of das that comes within a shir that's considered a das that a person can retain or forget. When a person receives das without any tzimtzumim, the concept of remembering and forgetting has no application there. The alkein shir achila bekizayis, and this is why the minimum amount that it should be considered that a person ate is the size of an olive. Ki ikaru ho achila dahainu hasviyo hi bebechinas hanefesh hamalubashon. Because the essence of eating, what satisfied the person in the food, is the nefesh, the soul that's found in it. Shehu hachius shebetoy chadovor shoichel. That's the energy in that item that you're eating. The energy of it is the nefesh inside of it. And therefore, so long as a person hasn't eaten at least the size of an olive, it's not considered eating. Because the main nefesh is only when it's in this format of an olive and the olive oil. Because the real concept of the soul is only when it's in this form of the olive and the oil inside of it. Dahainu shenimshach hanefesh v'adas lebechinas shiru mido at shebo lebechinas zikorin v'shikha, where the soul and the das is coming to the person in a measured amount, so that it's you can apply a concept of remembering and forgetting. Sheze bechinas zeis shemen, which is the concept of the olive and the oil inside of it. That's when the nefesh is complete. That's when the das is complete. ואז כשיש בו האכילו שיר בקזייס, אז יש כוח לנפש המלובוש להסביע סודם כשאוכל בקדושו, וזוכה להלויס את הנפש והזיכרון להכניס הגוף השכחו. And then, when a person has eaten that minimum amount, that kezayis, then the nefesh that was found inside that food has the ability to satisfy the person if he ate bikdusha, if he ate with the right intent and everything, and he's zoche to elevate his nefesh and his memory and to subdue his body and his forgetfulness. Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas zocheres yom ha-shabbos l'katshoi. And this is why the Gemara says, remember, the Pasuk says, remember Shabbos to sanctify it. And the Gemara darshins, Zochreyu al hayayin, remember it over wine. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas nefesh, bechinas kivoi shovas vayinofash. We were talking in the previous paragraph about the guf and the nefesh, the body and the soul. Rav Nosson Zal says Shabbos represents the soul, because we know the Gemara makes a point of saying Kios Zoichin L'Neshama Yisera, that on Shabbos a person receives an additional soul besides the regular soul. So we see that on Shabbos we're emphasizing the nefesh. Va'oz Iker Hisgalus Hadas Kemuva, and Shabbos is when the person receives the greatest revelation of das. Shabbos nitna Torah, because we know that the Torah itself was given on Mount Sinai on Shabbos. V'sheish esimei ha'choyel him b'chinas guf, b'chinas ksilus, b'chinas shatuak v'lokta b'shtusa kamuva. Whereas the 6 days of the week, compared to Shabbos, they represent the body. They represent a lower level das, foolishness. As the Pasuk says, that the people spread out to search for the mon, it uses the word shatu ha'om v'loktu, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, bishtusa, that implying a lower level das during the week than a person has on Shabbos. V'tzorech l'hamshich kedusha Shabbos al sheishes me'achoyel, and a person has to strive to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Al yidei kedusha Shabbos shemamshich naleim, a person is supposed to strive to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki ikar hanefesh v'achius shel vov yemeachoyel hu al yidei kedusha Shabbos kemuva, because the spirit and the source of life of the 6 days of the week comes from the holiness of Shabbos. Shekol sheishis me'achoyel mekablim chiyus mehoras hanefesh yisera shemekablim Shabbos, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the 6 days of the week draw their energy from the light of the nefesh yisera, which a person receives on Shabbos. Ki bosar shabbato haynu yom aleph beis gimel mekablim min neshama yisera shel Shabbos shovar, because the days that follow Shabbos, which are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they receive their light from the neshama yisera of the previous Shabbos. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday receive their light from the Shabbos that's going to be following them. V'zeh shehizir akosuv zochores yom ha-shabbos. And this is why the Pasuk says, remember the Shabbos. Zochreyu me'echod b'shabbos. Remember it from Sunday. Kemo yisham razal, as the Gemara says, zochreyu daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that key word, remember. Ki hazikoroin hu b'chinas nefesh v'toiro v'das, kanal. Because as we learned, as Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran, these items all line up together on the same line. Memory, das, toira, and nefesh. Those are all on one line. Shezeh mekablam b'sheshes me'achoyel mi'shabbos daika, whereby a Jew receives these during the 6 days of the week from Shabbos. He draws it from Shabbos. Al yidei shezoichrenes ha'shabbos me'echad b'shabbos, by remembering Shabbos from Sunday. Shemevatlin sheishes me'achoyel b'chinas guf l'gabi ha'nefesh b'chinas Shabbos b'chinas zikoroin, whereby a person subdues, a person plugs in the 6 days of the week, which is corresponds to the body, into the neshama, which is the concept of Shabbos, which is the concept of remembering, the ability to remember. V'alkein ikra zikoron shel Shabbos mi'echod b'Shabbos. And this is why the main remembrance of Shabbos is from Sunday, from Yom Rishon. B'chinas zochreyo mi'echod b'Shabbos hu rak al yidei ha'achila. And this is done only when it comes to food. And as the Pasuk says, zochreyo mi'echod b'Shabbos, the Gemara says that means related to food items. כמו ישום רזל זוכריו מייחוד בשבס, כמו ישמי הזוקן שויו איכל כל יום אוף לקובד שבס. The Gemara gives an example of Shammai and Hillel, how they used to fulfill this zochreyu meyechad b'Shabbos. Shammai did it one way, Hillel did it another way. Shammai, every single day, when he would see something nice, he would always have in mind lekovet Shabbos, to reserve the item, you know, for Shabbos. Ki ikar hazikorin shel Shabbos meyechad b'Shabbos. Dahaynu zikorin hanefesh mitoich haguf kana, levat laguf b'china sheshes meyechoy, legabi hanefesh b'china Shabbos. Because the main ability, the main concept of remembering Shabbos from Sunday, which means making the connection between the body and the soul, the body being the 6 days of the week and the soul being the Shabbos, the main ability to do that is from eating. As we learned earlier, v'zeh ikar kivoyit Shabbos, and that's the main respect for Shabbos is regarding food. Sheikar kvoid Shabbos aydei achila Shabbos kemuvu mokam acher kaydei achila malin hanefesh kana, because as we saw earlier, when a person eats, he elevates his nefesh. If a person eats the right way, by connecting with the souls that are found in the food, he elevates his own soul in a big way. V'alkein mitzvah gedoyla lechol b'Shabbos, and this is why it's so great a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. V'zeh ikar kevoid Shabbos, and that's the main respect for Shabbos. Ki Shabbos u'b'chinas nefesh, b'chinas Torah, because Shabbos represents the soul, the Torah. Oz malin hanefesh alitei achila, and we have the ability to elevate the soul through eating. V'alkein ikra zikorin shel Shabbos b'mei achoyel al yidei achilo daiko kedei shetiyo achilo b'mchina Shabbos kedei lahalo yisanefesh v'azikorin. And therefore, when the Gemara talks about remembering Shabbos from Sunday, it's talking about remembering it when it comes to food items, because it's eating specifically that has the ability to elevate the nefesh. Bechinas zochreyo meyechad b'Shabbos zochreyo daiko v'ze bechinas zochreyo al hayayin haynu hach. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, in the Gemara we find two explanations of this pasuk zocher es yom haShabbos. One explanation is remember it from Sunday. The other explanation is remember it with wine. Zochreyo al hayayin ki yayin yesh boi shnei bechinos. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now how wine is similar to how we described the olive and the olive oil before. Wine has two powers to it. Bechina shikcha v'zikorin. Wine has the ability to make somebody forget, and wine has the ability to make someone remember. Bechina, as the pasuk says, pen yishte v'yishkach mechoykek. Maybe he will drink and he'll forget mechoykek. So we see a concept of drinking of wine that's associated with forgetting. Haynu shikcha shebo al yedei hayayin, shemevi shena, shuistal kasadas, b'china shena, b'china shikcha. This refers to the ability of wine to put somebody to sleep. When a person sleeps, his das leaves him to a large degree, which is the concept of forgetting. When a person forgets, it's because his das has left him regarding that item. V'zehu k'she'ein zoichem. That's when a person is not zoiche. When a person isn't privileged to drink wine the right way, then the wine leads to forgetting. Avol k'she zoichem. Whereas when a person is zoiche to drink wine the right way, azai adarabah hayayin hu bebechinas zikorin, then the wine improves his memory. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nazkiro doidecho miyoyin. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it associates wine with remembering. Bechina, as the pasuk also says, Zichroi Keyein Levanon. So we see again, wine is associated with remembering. V'zehu bi'atzmoi bechinas ma'ashom razal al hayayin shenikra tiroish. And this is also why the Gemara says that wine is called tiroish. Zocho na'aseroish. Because if a person is zoiche tehi roish, the wine elevates his brain, his mind. Dahainu das, bechinas zikorin, bechinas Torah, bechinas nefesh. The wine improves all of these things. Loi zocho, if he's not zoche, nase rosh. Then drinking leads to poverty. And einon yelamin adas. We know that poverty refers especially to poverty in the mind. Bechinas anius, shehu chisorin haparnoso, shehu alidei pegam hadas v'hanefesh kemuvur b'maimranal. As Rabbein Azal explains in Likutei Moran, in the chapter that this halacha is based on, that poverty is associated with pegam hadas, pegam hanefesh. V'alkein b'shabes, kisharoitzim lotzeis mishesh esmeachoy l'shabes. And therefore, when a person wants to leave the 6 days of the week and enter into the holiness of Shabbos, mishikcho lezikoron, he wants to go from forgetting to remembering, mamshich in kedusha Shabbos al yidei hayayim. The way we draw the holiness of Shabbos upon ourselves is through wine. Bechinas zochreyu al hayayin, zochreyu daika. As the Gemara says, remember Shabbos with wine. Remember. Because on Shabbos is when we're positive to elevate the wine from forgetting, from the status of 6 days of the week, which is compared to forgetting, to the holiness of Shabbos, which is called remembering. And that's how we nullify and we merge in the 6 days of the week into the holiness of Shabbos. Paragraph Ches, v'zeh b'chinas ha-shichrus shel Purim she-mitzvah l'shtakaros b'yayim. And this is also the concept of the mitzvah to drink on Purim, even to the point of getting drunk. Ki oz, if a person's sure that they're not going to do anything wrong in the process. Ki oz, nichna homon amolek, shubachinas shikha kamuva. Because Purim is a time when homon and amolek are knocked down, and they represent shikha. They symbolize shikha, as is brought. That's why the parsha that talks about Amalek is called Parshas Zohar. You know, remember what Amalek did, because what Amalek tried to do is to get the Jews to forget Hashem, to forget other things. V'alkein his hero toiro zohar es asher osa lecha Amalek. Loi tishkoch. And this is why the parsha that speaks about Amalek starts off with Zohar and it ends with the words Loi Tishkoch, emphasizing that's what Haman stands for, that's what Amalek stands for. Amalek is the plague of forgetting, causing the Jews to forget things that they really need to remember. And that's why on Purim there's a special mitzvah to drink wine. Because we said that wine can go both ways. It can be shikha and it can be zikoron. On Purim, when we destroy Haman Amalek, then the memory is elevated, the remembering is elevated. V'oz kishayayin b'gdusha sho'ilam b'b'china shikha l'b'china zikoron, oz ikra shlemos ha'idayayin daiko. And when wine is in its holy form, meaning we've eliminated forgetting and we've elevated the remembering, then the main shlemos comes from wine. Ki ikra shlemos ha'zikoron, humitoich shikha. Because the greatness of remembering is within forgetting, meaning within a context where there's a possibility of forgetting and remembering something that a person could forget, and instead of forgetting, they remember it. That shows that person has a good memory. That kind of thing. The bechinas ki yisroin hor min ha-choshech, that the beauty of light is when it stands out against darkness. Ki b'mkoyim sheyesh bechinas zikorin v'shikha. Because in a situation where there's possibility of remembering and the possibility of forgetting, kishezoichen lezgaber lahachmiya shikha shu aguf lahagber azikor vanefesh, when the person is zoichet to subdue the forgetting, the body, and to elevate the soul, which is the remembering, zehu ikar hashlemus daika, that's success. That's an accomplishment. Vezeh bechinas yayin bigdusha. That's the concept of wine in its holy state. Paragraph Tes, v'zeh b'chinas birchas hamozen al hayayim, k'dei shetiyah hu achilo b'chinas v'zochartu es Hashem alikecho. And this is also why the importance of saying benching birchas hamozen over a cup of wine. Because we want to elevate our eating to a status of remembering. We want our achila to be achila d'gdusha. We had learned earlier that achila can go either way. The pasuk warns, you're going to eat, you're going to get full, and you're going to forget Hashem, chas v'shalom. And the pasuk warns, don't forget Hashem, remember Hashem. So we see that eating is a crossroads, which could go either way. Eating could be a type of eating that leads a person to forget about Hashem, or the opposite. So Rav Moshe Zal says, this is why one of the climaxes of eating is the birchas hamozon over a cup of wine. K'dei lizkois lebechinas zikoron, bechinas nefesh, bechinas toira al yidei achila, to show that we're trying through our eating to be zeichet to remembering, to that power, the wine of kedusha. which is the Zochrei Zochrei Alayayim, how we remember Shabbos over wine. V'zeh b'chinas gimel brochei shel birchas hamozon keneged shloish ovois shemizgalim boilam lohogin aydavir deret Yisrael shenimshach aydei birchas hamozon aydei shemazkirim bo yeret Yisrael shezeu ikar b'chinas birchas hamozon b'chinas v'ilchalto v'savoto v'rachto sheshem lekecho alorotz kanal. And this is also the concept of why the basic birchas hamozon consists of the first three brochas of birchas hamozon corresponding to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, who are revealed and protect the world when Eretz Yisrael is activated. We mentioned Vizucharti is Brisi Yaakov, Vafas Brisi Yitzchok, Vafas Brisi Avrom Eskor, V'ho'oretz Eskor. When Eretz Yisrael is activated, that activates Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, which is, again, through benching, because in benching, the highlight of Birchas Hamozon is Eretz Yisrael. Uveirachto Hashem Elokecha al oretz. V'alkein mazkirin Torah beBirchas Hamozon. And this is also why we mention words of Torah in Birchas Hamozon. Ki hanefesh shemalin al yidei achilo kanal ubechinas Torah v'zikoron. Because we said that when a person eats, he's hoping to elevate his nefesh through the eating. And we said that the elevation of the nefesh is tied into Torah. The 600,000 nefoshos are tied into the 600,000 letters in the Torah. Therefore, as part of the Birchas Hamozon, we include Torah also. V'zeh b'chinas hei zechirois. And this is tied into the five zochers that are written in the Chumash. And that some Siddurim printed at the end of Shachris, that a person should mention these five items which begin with Zohar. Remember, ki hazikoroin hua toiro b'chinas nefesh, because as Rabbeinu Zal points out in Likutei Moran, zikoroin, remembering, is tied into the soul, is tied into the Torah. V'alkein heim hei zechirois keneged hei b'chinas yesh la nefesh. And this is why there are five times in the written Torah that it mentions Zohar, remember, corresponding to the five aspects of the nefesh. Shein b'chinas hani chamisha borchi nafshi kemuva b'may maranal, which correspond to the five times that it says borchi nafshi in that paragraph in Tehillim. Sheze b'chinas, which are mentioned in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on. Sheze b'chinas hei oisi ois menatzbach ein shom, corresponding also to the five letters in the Aleph Beis, which are unique in that they appear twice. They appear one way in the middle of a word and a different way at the end of a word. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal touches on this. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate a little. Ki zechiras Mitzrayim zebechinas lahalois hanefesh migolos Mitzrayim shekoilel kol hadalet golis. Because when we talk about one of the Zohars is Zohar es yoim tseischo me'eretz Mitzrayim, remember the day that you left Egypt. The concept of leaving Egypt is a concept of elevating the nefesh, to take the nefesh out of golos Mitzrayim, which is koilel all the golios. Kimoisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Shekol HaGolios Mechuna B'Shem Mitzrayim, that the word Mitzrayim is a word that includes in it all the exiles that the Jews experienced. Kishom B'Mitzrayim Hoyo Hadas B'Golos Kiyodua, because when the Jews were in exile in Egypt, the Das was in Golos. There's a pasuk, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das, that Golos is a state of lack of Das. The Das is imprisoned. V'adas hu nefesh b'china zikoron kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that Das, Nefesh, and Zikoron all go together. They're all one. V'zeh b'chinas ha-dalet golyoi she'klunim v'golos Mitzrayim k'neged dalet yesoidois she'nishom bo'im kol ha-dalet golyos. And this is why the Jews experienced four major exiles, which are all under the umbrella title Mitzrayim, corresponding to the four basic elements of creation, which are the source of the four exiles, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, in the chapter that this is based on. And when a person is zoche to leave Golus, to leave Mitzrayim, which corresponds to all four exiles, Hainu shezoichin lachnia dalad yesoidos, meaning the person succeeds in subduing the negative aspects of these four basic elements of creation, v'oz nisale hanefesh p'china zikorin, then the soul is elevated, the ability to remember is elevated. And this is why it's important to always remember leaving Mitzrayim, dehainu lishmer hazikaroin, which means to protect your zikaroin dekdusha, your ability to remember what you're supposed to remember. Shehu hanefesh shenesala, which is the soul, which is what left Mitzrayim, which got elevated when the Jews left Mitzrayim. Shezeu bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Nosson shows that the terminology that Rabbein Ezal uses in the Likutei Moran of Hisalos HaNefesh, that's what happened when the Jews left Mitzrayim. There was a Hisalos HaNefesh, the soul was elevated. Next, V'zeh b'chinas dalet koisoi shel yayim b'pesach, k'neged dalet l'shene shegulo shem k'neged dalet yisoydes now. And this is also why we drink 4 cups of wine on Pesach, corresponding to the 4 words, the 4 different verbs that Hashem used to describe the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim, corresponding to the 4 elements which a person needs to purify in order to come out of Golus. Shetzrichin lahachniyom kidei lahalois hanefesh, whereby a person needs to subdue the negative aspects of these 4 yesodos in order to elevate the nefesh. And this is why we drink wine specifically related to this. And the 4 cups correspond to the 4 basic elements that have been subdued, that have gotten their tikkun, which is what allows the soul to be elevated and allows the memory to be elevated. That concept of yayin bigdusha, wine and holiness, which is tied into memory. Zochreil ala yayin, we mentioned earlier. Nazkiro doidecho mi yayin. V'zeh b'china zichroin matin toiro kanal, ki ha toiro hi hazikaron kanal. And this is why the third, we're up to the second, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and matin toiro now. To remember the day that Hashem gave us the Torah, because we said that the elevation of the nefesh is tied into the Torah. The nefesh and the Torah are one. V'zeh b'chinas zchiras ma'is amolek. And this is why the third item that we're supposed to remember daily is Amolek, the story with Amolek. K'dei lachnia shikho v'lizkos lezikorin. Because that's where we say, zochor loy tishkoch. You know, that's the ikar tikkun for memory and the elimination of the forgetfulness. That's what Amalek is all about, trying to get a Jew to forget what they're supposed to remember. V'zeh b'chinas chiras ma'isa Miriam. The 4th item listed there is remembering the story of Miriam. Sheloi ledaber loshen hora al Yisrael. This refers to not speaking bad about a Jew or about Jews. Shaydezeh nifgam hazikorin. Because if a Jew speaks badly about another Jew, that's how you damage your memory. Shaydeh, as Rabbein Ezal writes in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, Shaydeh Loshen Hara Nivgam Hazikorin, that through Loshen Hara a person makes their memory defective, Rahman al-Salam. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 54 in the first half of Likutei Moran where this is talked about. Ki hazikoroin hua nefesh, because memory is tied into the soul. V'ikr is galus hanefesh hua lidea kovod kanal. And we learned a while back that the way that you bring out the beauty of the soul is when you have kovod, by giving, showing respect, because the soul originates from respect, from the kisei kovod. The souls are carved out from the kisei kovod. So whenever a soul is in a low state and you want to elevate it, you want to wake it up and turn it on, you do it by giving it respect. Rabbein Ezal spoke there about giving respect to Bnei Am Horetz, Shemehem Yetzei Toiro. And this is why a Jew has to be extremely careful to show only respect and every single type of respect possible to a fellow Jew. In order to activate that person's soul, that person's zikoroin, in order to elevate the nefosh, in order to activate the nefoshos and the zikoron. V'alkein avoin loshon hara chomor moed. And this is why the sin of loshon hara is extremely, extremely severe. Ki al yidei shemedaber loshon hara lechad miYisrael. Because when a person speaks loshon hara about a Jew, nimtzo shemevaze nefesh miYisrael chas v'shalom. That person is showing disdain for that that soul. They're showing that they despise that person. V'oz ein ha-nefesh yochay lizgalos. And by showing the opposite of kovod to a nefesh, if kovod is what brings forth the beauty of a nefesh, then bizyonos are what strangle a nefesh, rachmona litzlan. V'oz ein ha-nefesh yochay lizgalos. V'al kein hu poigeim hazikoroin. Shehu ha-nefesh. And therefore, the person destroys the zikaron, which is synonymous with nefesh, which is revealed through kovod, usually, which is the opposite of lashon hara. The alkein tzrichin lizkor ma'aseh Miriam, and this is why there's a mitzvah, a daily mitzvah, to remember the incident with Miriam, where Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was punished very severely. Lizkor daika, remember. Daik lahagbir b'chinas hazikoron. This means to elevate the memory. Kedei lahachnia shikha, in order to eliminate the forgetfulness. Shehu pegam hanefesh, which is a defect in the soul. Shebo al yidei lashon hara, which is caused through lashon hara. V'zeh b'chinas zechiras Shabbos. And this is also why the fifth item that a Jew is supposed to remember every single day is zochar esim haShabbos l'katsho. Remember Shabbos. Lahamshicha zikorin. This is to draw zikorin. Bechinas nefesh mishabbos l'sheishes me'achol. Bechinas zochrei me'ach b'shabbos. In order to draw the light of Shabbos, the light of Shabbos is the light of the nefesh yisera, which is a light of zikorin into the 6 days of the week, which is a concept of shikha. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh bechinas dalet soymois. This is the concept of the four fast days that we have, rabbinical fasts that we have throughout the year. Because Rabbi Nazal explains in Likut Imran, in the chapter that this is based on, that when a person fasts, they subdue the body and they elevate the soul. Which means, again, they're subduing those four basic elements from which the body come from. And this is why there are four fasts corresponding to the four basic elements. Because these four basic elements are the source of the four exiles. Because when we talk about the Jewish people versus the nations of the world, that can be compared to the soul versus the body. Light compared to darkness. As it says, Hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol, bein or l'choshech, bein Yisroel l'amin. Bein yoyim ha-shvi l'sheshe zimei ha-maisim. Ki oyer, sheze b'chinas nefesh, kanal b'chinas Yisroel, b'chinas Shabbos. Because light is the concept of the Jewish people, the concept of Shabbos. And when a person doesn't fight to subdue the negative aspects of the Dalad Yesoides, these four elements, then they rise up and they cause the four exiles, which are when the Goyim, Shem is Gabrim Hoakum the Alma Chas V'Shon, Shem Ichnas Guf Kanal, where the nations of the world overtake the Jewish people, they subdue the Jewish people, oppress them. And this is why we fast these four fasts, to subdue the four elements, the four exiles. Ki ikar hadalet soymois him al golis Yisrael. Because the main theme of these fast days is Churban Beis Hamikdash, whereby the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. And by fasting and mourning over being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, that's how we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara says, one who mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim will be zeicher to see its joy. Therefore, these four fasts subdue the negativity of the four basic elements and elevate the soul. Because the main thing that elevates the soul is Eretz Yisrael. And this is why when a person makes a bracha on a fruit, he's supposed to hold a fruit in his right hand. That's also a concept of elevating the soul. By subduing the desires of the body, which leads to kindness, as Rabbi Nazal says over there. That's why you hold a fruit in your right hand. The right hand is a concept of kindness. Paragraph Yud Gimel. This is why they had the pouring of the wine while they brought the korbanos on the mizbeach. She'oz malin mebehema la'odom. Because when a person brings a korban, he's elevating the animal to a state of odom. Odom ki akriv mikem korban. She'zeu ikar b'chinas ha'korban. That's the main concept of korban. Ve'oz menaschin yayin lahalois hayayin v'chinas shikha lezikoran. And then we pour wine because we're making a tikkun for the wine. We're elevating the wine from shikha to zikoran. Ve'b'chinas zichroi kiyein levonoin. And levonin refers to the Beis Hamikdash. V'targumai kiduchrin yevovois. As we remember the trumpet blast.